Welcome to the listener of our podcast, The Voice of Refugees. Our podcasts are available in their original version and have been translated into English by the member of the Junior Chamber International of Paris for greater accessibility. Welcome to the listeners of our podcast, The Voice of Refugees. Our podcasts are available in their original version and have been translated into English by the member of the Junior Chamber International of Paris for greater accessibility. The Junior Chamber International is an association which aims to bring together people who want to create projects in general interest. In this context, we have decided to create a series of informative podcasts for refugees in Île-de-France area. With this podcast, we would like to show the possible way of integration for people who aim to find a job, attend a training, obtain legal assistance, or even learn French. We also want to make the voice of refugees heard by inviting them to our podcast. This podcast also gives voice to associations that help refugees. This second edition is devoted to labor law, and to talk about this subject, we had the chance to welcome Maître Lagru, lawyer at the Bureau de Paris and member of the Bureau de Paris Solidarité. Maître Lagru, what are the prerequisites for a refugee to be able to work in France today?
Two things must be distinguished. Asylum seekers who have not been recognized as refugees or who do not yet benefit from subsidiary protection, and refugees or beneficiaries of subsidiary protection. For those who are in the process, there is no principle in labor law. On the other hand, the law now provides to allow to work if the procedure lasts more than 6 months. Anyone can apply for work permits. If they get it, they may work, but this is not a legal right.
Once they have received the refugee status or subsidiary protection, are they allowed to work in any field of activity without restrictions?
The principle is the right to work. When one is the holder of a residence permit, it is possible to work. However, as for any foreigner who is in a regular situation and has the right to work, a certain number of sectors are not available to them. Everything concerning the civil service and all the functions which require fulfilling the condition of French nationality. Also, some diplomas may require you to have French nationality. Finally, if you do not master the French language, you will not have access to some job.
To apply for work authorization, what documents are required from a person?
When you have a residence permit, the employer must normally verify the legality regardless of the reason for obtaining the residence permit. If you are an asylum seeker, you will have to fill out a file of authorization request with the employer, including the foreign workers form. The employer will have to provide documents related to his company. The employment contract and all of this must be submitted at the time of the authorization request.
If we focus on the status of refugees, and therefore, what type of contract can be signed?
They have the same rights as an employee of French nationality. The holder of a residence permit will be able to work and is subject to the rules of labor law and the rules of common labor law. They can get a TDI, which means that the hiring is not limited in time, but this hiring is subject to rules and law of public order, and often therefore a period of test is scheduled and advance notice is provided in the event of a failure. The CDD is provided when the company needs an employee, either for a limited time or to replace one of its employees, or for an activity that is overloaded. Therefore, the grounds for recourse to CDD are limited by law and are obviously valid for all employees, regardless of their nationality or residence permit. Interim is ultimately a form or fixed-term contract, except that there is an intermediary. But the rules for resorting to this type of contract are like those for resorting to fixed-term contract with an obligation to time limitation.
If tomorrow, as a refugee, I must sign an employment contract, what should I double-check?
The trial period should not be excessive to the function performed, as it varies according to the responsibilities assigned to the employees. The salary and the presence of a convention collective are elements to be considered.
What are the duties of a refugee in a company?
He is bound within the framework of the employment contract by a bond of subordination, which means respecting a certain number of instructions which will be given to him. He has an obligation of loyalty, and he also has an obligation in certain cases of non-competition. All this will be imposed on him as part of the relationship of subordination.
Does a refugee who has a permit to work in a company have a term commitment to work with that company? And can they change employer during this period?
You can quit and you can be dismissed like any employee. The problem may arise for those who are asylum seekers and therefore apply for work permits. The authorization will be linked to the company they apply for.
What are the means of protection, therefore, in the events of non-compliance with the contract by the employer? And what remedies can refugees take against his employer?
Like any worker, he may check on unions and associations, but also and above all, if there is a dispute, he must refer to the Conseil des Prud'hommes. He has the right to hire a lawyer. There is a legal aid system that exists for people who do not have enough revenues allowing them to pay the fees, and therefore the benefits of legal aid could be granted to them. Sometimes negotiations are possible without having to enter a dispute before behind the Conseil des Prud'hommes. The lawyer will be useful in determining whether a dismissal is abusive or irregular. The lawyer must guide, inform, advise, and assist.
If the person is dismissed, is he or she entitled to employment benefits?
Like any other person of French nationality, yes, but on the condition that they meet the condition, the necessary working time.
If the refugee wants to set up a business in France, are there any restrictions on the sector of activity?
There may be limited areas of defense, secrecy, and state security, but generally, if not, no.
Do you have associations to advise to asylum seekers and refugees?
Town halls may organize free consultations. They are generalist consultation, but they are also consultation in labor law, foreigners law, or asylum law. There are associations like CIMAD, for example, which will organize consultation at the level of Paris region. In Paris, there is also the Bus Solidarité, where sometimes slots are allocated either to foreigners law or to asylum law. Anyone can request a first consultation and initial advice in these places. Also, the PAD, Point d'accès au droit, are specialized in consultation. There are also associations like Forum Réfugiés or France Terre d'Asile.